Listening Library presents Summer Lost by Ali Condie. Read for you by Phoebe Stroll. Act 1. Chapter 1. Our new house had a blue door. The rest of the house was painted white and shingled gray. "Isn't it beautiful?" my mother asked. She climbed out of the car first, and then my younger brother, Miles, and then me. "Don't you think this is the perfect place to end the summer?" Mom wanted to know. We were spending the rest of the summer in Iron Creek, a small town in a high desert, the kind with pine trees and snow in the winter. It got hot in the day and cold at night. When a thunderstorm, all black and gray and blue, did come rolling in, you could see it a mile away. I knew that stars would come out and rain would fall, and that the days would be hot and long. I knew I'd make sandwiches for Miles and wash dishes with my mom. I knew I would do all of that and summer would be the same and never the same. Last summer, we had a dad and a brother, and then they were gone. We did not see it coming. Chapter 2. One of the things Miles and I whisper worried about at night was that our mom could fall in love again. It didn't seem like it would happen because she'd loved my father so much, but we had learned from the accident that anything could happen. Anything bad, anyway. Mom didn't end up falling in love with a person, but she did fall in love with a house. We were in Iron Creek in June, visiting our grandparents, my mom's parents, when she saw the for sale sign while she was out for a drive.